So I grew up in the Midwest in Wisconsin, and one day when I was 16, I wandered into a French antique shop on the main street, and I met a woman named Jacqueline who literally changed my life. She invited me to her home, and when I walked in the door, I just knew everything was different there. She had what I came to believe to be a French home, and I spent basically the past 25 years since that moment searching out what makes a home a French home, what gives it the sort of, I don't know, the beauty, the elegance, but also the easiness and the comfort that French homes have. And those secrets, which really you don't find unless you're invited into a home and you have a French person sort of giving you the tour, I've distilled into my book. And I walk my readers through chapter by chapter through each room, showing them these secrets that I've learned over the years.
I love the French style. I especially love your the Cooking Like a French segment of the book. It's so famous around the world. How did you fall in love with that?
Well, how can you not?
Well, that's
I'm
true.
married to a French man. I'm married to a French man, and his family has amazing meals, all of which are eaten in their salle à manger, which is their dining room, but prepared obviously in the kitchen. And the French kitchen is very particular. It's not full of gadgets, and it's not very fancy, but it's a workspace. And you see, once you are inside the French kitchen, that the rituals and the way that it's set up actually helps you produce those meals, if that makes any sense.
It does.
Everything it's called they call it mise en place, and it means to put everything in its place. So it's a sort of organizational method that everyone in France, from the home cook all the way to the professional cook, uses to have their kitchen as sort of factory for making perfect food. I was astonished when I went into my friend Jacqueline's kitchen and just found this completely different layout than what I had grown up with.
Now, this is the same Jacqueline that you dedicated the book to.
It is. It is.
It's a lovely introduction. It is a sweet little book, and this is the kind of book that I would set out in my own home to make sure that people also have a chance to enjoy that.
Thank you for saying that. It's really beautifully produced. Home sweet maison, of course, is home sweet home. Maison is French for home. And, because it is focusing on the home and the ambiance of your home, I think it's a perfect book to set out for people to look at. It's also one of those books that, as you page through, you pick out bits of information and tips about things like how to have an apéritif, which is like a 6 o'clock drink party, how to set up your living room so that it's more comfortable for guests, but also for your family. Because one thing that this book does really focus on is how to bring your family together as the center of your home. We live in this world right now where everyone is full of distraction. Everyone is pulled in every direction by distractions. We all have phones that we're constantly checking and looking, at our email and at Netflix in the living room and all of that. And this, aside from being about the French home, is also about reconnecting with our family through conversation and ritual and eating together and doing things together in a way that the home can support. So, in every chapter of the book, you find how to do that better, whether it's, with you and your kids or with you and your spouse or with even, with you and your parents. It really is about family and the home.
And I love that. And if you're a minimalist, the French style is definitely not for you. I love having my family things out and around me. It makes me feel very warm, very cozy, and that's part of what makes the French style so appealing.
I really agree 100%. I think this trend of throwing everything away is something people are going to have some buyer's remorse about, because it's gone, right? It's gone. That China candy bowl your grandmother gave you, it's gone. You can never get that back. And the home is our place for our treasures. I'm not saying you should have things stacked up in the hallway or whatever. Obviously, there's some degree of organization, that you need in your life for the house to function. But highlighting your treasures, highlighting your family history, highlighting your personal taste is what our home is about. And this book is sort of a cry, I guess, in this ambiance of minimalism to please remember where your home and your family and your treasures came from.
Oh, absolutely. What is your favorite room in your house?
My favorite room in the house is actually the salle à manger, which is means the dining room. And it's where, for French people and me, because I'm married to a French man, so we do all of these rituals every day. We have dinner every night together, mm-hmm. and we make sure that even if we're busy and the kids are doing homework or whatever, we sit down together and we take the dishes out of, I have a cabinet, we set the table together, we cook, you know, bring the food out, and we sit down and we check in with each other. No one can be on their phone. No one can be watching TV. It's really just a moment where we all reconnect, and it's because of the room. This is the, I think, one of the essential arguments of this book, mm-hmm. is that the room and the function of the room creates the ambiance and the ritual, which then creates your family. And for me, who came from, you know, I had a very good family, but we didn't have these rituals, and it was easy to see how that can fall apart.
I love the idea of reconnecting. I absolutely love that. You brought up the issue of everybody has their cell phone out at the table. It doesn't matter where you are. You even include a French laundry in the book. And I've never thought of my laundry as part of the house, but it really is, isn't it?
It really is. And me either, actually. And I have to give credit where credit is due here. Madame Postelvini, my mother-in-law, is the one who taught me all of this. She has what she calls a laverie, which is a little nook in her house where everything is set out for the laundry. And she has a set of rituals and tips that she gave me that just makes it more pleasurable, makes it easier, makes it functional in a way that you're not going to tear your hair out or spend a lot of money on dry cleaning or destroy your clothes by putting them in the dryer too long. All of this is, you know, pretty simply solved in a couple of easy ways. And, you know, I can't get into all of it now because we don't have the time,
yeah.
but in the book, it's all laid out for you, how to create your own French laundry.
Even how to fold a fitted sheet into a perfect square. You've got to teach me this.
I know. It's impossible, isn't it? It's impossible. But she can do it. I've watched it. I can do it now. It's amazing.
Well, practice makes perfect, and I need it. Danielle, your pleasure to speak to. The book is Home Sweet Maison. We'll be able to give this away to one of our Dove listeners. And it really is a little treasure in and of itself. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Anne. Thanks for having me on the show.